بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Due to it being the month of Rajab, the month wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had undertaken the miraculous journey of Isra and Mi'raj, we were discussing certain scenes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had physically witnessed when he went on this journey. Yesterday we spoke of the Kawthar, the river of Kawthar, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen with his eyes in Jannah. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the different heavens, he met different anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam until he came to the seventh heaven. What did he see on the seventh heaven? One is he saw al-bayt al-ma'mur. Al-bayt al-ma'mur. Al-bayt al-ma'mur is a structure in the seventh heaven that is equivalent to our Kaaba on earth. In fact, ulama say that if al-baytul ma'mur had to fall, it will fall directly onto the Kaaba. So there is this link between the Kaaba and al-baytul ma'mur. Al-baytul ma'mur is a structure in the seventh heaven around which the malaika perform tawaf. يَدْخُلُ عَلَيْهِ سَبَعُونَ أَلْفْ malak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says 70,000 angels come to al-baytul ma'mur and visit al-baytul ma'mur for on a daily basis, and those angels never come back again. They never return. And what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam see there? He saw Ibrahim Alayhi Salam. Nabi Ibrahim Alayhi Salam was sitting, reclining on Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur. He was the builder of the Kaaba, so he had this honor of enjoying affiliation to the Kaaba of the heavens. And he met Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, inform your ummah, tell your ummah, give them my salams, firstly. Ulama say, whenever we hear this, we must say, wa alayhi salam. We respond to the greeting of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Convey my salams to your ummah, and give them a message from me. Tell them that the land of Jannah is very, very fertile. Absolutely fertile, but it is barren. It is a barren land. And they are responsible for populating that land. So he said, tell your ummah to recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Whenever they recite one of this, a tree will be planted for them in Jannah. We know that every act that we perform in this dunya does not have a physical form. But every deed that you perform in this dunya takes a physical shape in Akhirah. Everything, the Dhuhr Salah that you perform now, it has taken a physical shape in Akhirah. What form, what shape, Allah knows. But the trees of Jannah, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, are planted for you before you enter Jannah by reciting these different adhkar and remembering Allah with these words of glorification. May Allah grant us the understanding.